Gain, you're coming to Calgary for a show at Flame Central. And you call Vancouver home now?
Half and half. L.A., Vancouver, tour bus, whatever.
Wherever the day takes you.
Well, if you think like 7 months on a tour bus, that's probably where I would have to consider my mostly home.
Okay, fair enough. 14 albums in.
15. 15.
15?
Yeah, you have to count into the unknown.
All right, 15 albums in. fair enough. We will count that. All right. How do you keep things fresh?
Wake up in the morning and read the paper. You know, I mean, musically, we keep evolving just because, you know, none of us are really, other than Brooks, none of us are really very good. So every day we play, we get a little better.
it's a practice. You work it out on stage.
Sure, why not?
And tell me, Greg is teaching at UCLA. What is he teaching there?
He's, last few years, he's been teaching biology, just basically, you know, an easy biology 101 type class. And now he's been asked to teach a paleontology class, which is going to be pretty rad.
Yeah.
So now he's going to be teaching two courses.
That's pretty wild. And what about, does that keep the touring down to a minimum in terms of the actual work on the band?
Yeah, I mean, we can't tour when he's teaching, but this winter, he teaches January, February, March.
Oh, okay, so that's not too bad.
And so this year what we did while he was teaching was we went down to Southern California and played 28 shows at the House of Blues. Just kind of became the house band and hung out, played a lot of shows. It was great. We all had a really good time. The year before that, while he was teaching, we actually made New Maps of Hell. We were working on the record. So we just try to find things to do that are in L.A. And keep us busy.
In terms of writing new stuff, Have you had a chance to get at it, or just sort of keep it?
Not really. I think, you know, there was a few new songs that were written, but they just kind of we made them into the acoustic ideas that came out on the deluxe edition of New Maps of Hell. I don't know if those songs will be brought back into life for the next album, or if they're just going to remain where they are. I know Brett's been kind of working on new material, but as I said before, when Greg got asked to teach the paleontology class, he said, "Listen, I got to get to work on writing this course because he has to write the course out." So his time right now is being spent writing the course. He's not really writing any material.
And in terms of obviously south of the border, and we're very curious here as well. What is there a unified take on the American election in terms of bad religion?
Unified in the sense of everyone on the planet shouldn't want four more years of George Bush policies.
Yeah, sort of along those lines.
Or what's the difference between Sarah Palin and a pig with lipstick?
Those things, yeah.
Pigs with lipsticks don't shoot wolves out of helicopters.
Yeah, no, we're obviously, well, you probably know the political climate here, where I'm pretty safe to say that majority of Canadians are kind of hoping that it's not McCain-Palin.
Well, I just, you know, the only problem with that is I don't know what Stephen Harper is going to do, because he won't be able to have his nose so far up George Bush's ass. He's just going to be wandering around going, now what am I?
Exactly. When he's called election for October, I guess, to
I heard. But, you know, and the only reason for that is because he just wants a power grab for the seats.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a fucking bullshit monopoly, and he's trying to do exactly what he's trying to maintain power and not want any veto in the House, so whatever.